Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. United States President Donald Trump says he will punish Vladimir Putin if Russia's president does not agree to stop the Ukraine war after they meet tomorrow. Mr. Trump is meeting Mr. Putin in Alaska on Friday. Ukraine's president has already spoken with Mr. Trump and met with European leaders. Mr. Trump says tomorrow's meeting is important.
If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately. And we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself, if they'd like to have me there. And that would be a meeting where maybe it could be absolutely work. But the first meeting will not work that out. Certain great things can be gained in the first. It's going to be a very important meeting. But it's setting the table for the second meeting.
Minister for Workplace Relations Amanda Rishworth says the federal government has made laws which allow for more flexible working hours. Ms. Rishworth says the extra flexibility laws created in the government's last term has already enabled workers to choose flexible working hours.
We want to make sure that the industrial relations framework allows employers and employees to work on flexible arrangements as long as people don't go backwards in their pay. And so, of course, those arrangements are underway, and we will continue to work across the board when it comes to reinvigorating enterprise bargaining.
In 2 years, the number of young people in detention, prisons or youth jails in New South Wales has risen by 34%. 60% of those youth are Aboriginal. Jackie Fitzgerald is the Executive Director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. She tells SBS the data is alarming, but there is no simple solution.
I think we need to look at all stages of the process that leads to young people being in custody. So crime prevention strategies to reduce offending, early intervention, and looking at children with concerns that might put them in the way of the criminal justice system in the future, and then making sure we've also got good therapeutic supports for young people who do start to offend, so that we can make sure that that option of last resort, a custodial episode, is something we can avoid.
Opposition leader Susan Lee says the toxic algal bloom off South Australia's coast is a national disaster. The algae has killed tens of thousands of marine animals already. Ms. Lee says more must be done.
We need all hands on deck here. We need the Labor Party in South Australia, and we certainly need the Labor Party federally. Because Murray Watt can turn up with a clipboard and a whole package full of red tape, but he's not actually supporting these communities. This is a natural disaster, it's a national disaster, and it's a nationally significant disaster.
And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.